And getting back to how cruel the world really is. And it is cruel. It's a cruel world. And we've got to remember that. It's we live in, to an extent, a naive reality we've been indoctrinated with by those who control us all. And it's sad, because if you understood the real world, you'd be far more, perhaps, suspicious, definitely more watchful of the powers that are around you and over you. And you'd have more say, perhaps, or you'd make time to say more about things that are happening, if you really would. Is, you understand, this is like Christianity. Christianity was attacked a long time ago. It's still being attacked, naturally. Even the United Nations admits it, which is rather, you know, again, it's rather strange that they even bother to admit it. But Christianity was different before. Of course it was different. And forget all these movies you see. There's no movies of Christians 200 or 300 years ago. We don't have movies about them at the time, for instance, they were made. But the fact is, even before then, Christianity had a recognition that the world was a pretty evil place. They called it the Fall. Because of, it doesn't matter what the Fall was. The Fall was the fallen nature of humans. The nature that causes or allows the powerful, hungry, evil people of the planet to cause wars and slaughtering and starvations and things like that. And if you forget that, it happens over and over again. Well, you mean taught now to be naive? And Christianity today is for children. Even the songs they put out for Christians today are literally the kind of songs that they'd sing at one time in Sunday school for children, because adults were taught the harsh realities of history and the world that we live in. And they were taught that the nasty realities of the humans who want power over people. That was essential. And it made you aware of the other side that rules everything and causes the misery, both in a personal situation or a collective situation. And there was a more mature people. They weren't shocked by it. They would act on it, or they tried to hit off at the past before it happened, that type of thing. But they had definitely lived a different type of Christian life, for those who don't really realise that. I'm not talking about big landowners that made everybody miserable and lived like peasants. That did happen in some countries, but not in all the countries. Most of the folk were rather poor themselves, and they didn't want, they also had an idea of what money was and what power was from money. And so they did try to just have enough to get by, but they even taught their children not to love money and not to use it to exploit other people. That was all washed away by steady, steady erosion by the humanists and the atheists and so on, until you end up today where you're worshipping people that are billionaires. So much so you allow them to rule over you without even being elected in different parts of the system and the world. So you should always think about it and try to remember how it all happens around you and how the nasty things happen to your supposedly almost sterile world, sterile existence. At one time we all looked after family members who died in our homes. And you take care of them through all the terrible things that happen to the body before they die. And children would grow up knowing, and so they realised how valuable human life was, how we are to each other and what is really valuable. That's all gone today. Hospitals deal with all these things, and then undertakers deal with the rest of it. And the last you'll see of any member is perhaps at a funeral service, and that's it. It's all rather unreal to children growing up, whereas before they were present in the homes when it was happening. That was an essential part. Dying is an essential part of understanding what life is and living the life. But it certainly made people more compassionate and more forgiving towards other people for things. Do you understand how easy it is to strip you of your defences for survival or even a decent society? It's all one and the same thing. I could go into, just to finish off, if I could even squeeze them in, to do with, again, your own nations. One article, I'll just touch on it, 50,000 animals being killed in 7 years in 7 years, 50,000 at the Ministry of Defence's top secret port and down research base by being shot, blown up, gassed or poisoned. And they say it's to, the search is used to protect armed forces personnel overseas. I know they use it for special forces, at least they used to. You go in and you'd shoot at sheep, for instance, to wound them all, to kill them, and then they'd go in and have to patch them up. Things like that, yeah. That's the way it is, folks. But Portland Downs is they've got bio-warfare facilities there and everything, too. You've got to think of these things. Don't turn your mind away from it because it's unpleasant. If you don't understand the horrific things that run the world or in the world, and it isn't just one nation that's got them, they've all got them, these facilities, then you couldn't make the world a better place if you decided to be ignorant of it all. It's not going to happen. Forget all this, don't look at the negative. That's not negative, it's horrible. It's a horror thing, and you must look at it. It's the only way change can ever happen. Another article, to the past, Portland Down can't hide. And they talk about Britain's nerve gas tests, etc. How we used them on young airmen, volunteers, etc. But every country did that. Canada did the same thing too. Did articles back in the 80s about Canadians, the last of them who were sprayed overhead by aerial spraying on battlefields, like the practice battlefields inside Canada. And they're told it was just to test different chemicals that wouldn't do them any harm, and they all died, pretty well, of cancers and things. And you'll find it in every country if you go digging for the old news articles, when news would tell you a lot more than they do now. And then you have another one too, Operation LEC. It was in Canada, the US Army Chemical Corps, Operation Dispersed Microscopic Zinc Cadmium Sulfide particles over much of the US and Canada, and we did over Winnipeg, in order to test dispersal patterns and the geographic range of chemicals or biological weapons. These are carcinogenic things. They used them in Britain too, off the coast of Norfolk, from using ships blown in into the mainland and testing it too. We're all used like this, folks, in this great civilized system we live in, where we're taught now to look at the negative. I'll put some of these articles up anyway, just because I've got them up anyway right now, not because I could tie them into my talks, but you've got to stop being so naive. And hopefully there's enough people can handle this rather depressing stuff. It can be depressing, sure it is. But if you can handle it, at least you become a stronger person. And perhaps down the road, you or your children or somebody will speak out too about these things, because you understand, you get the same characters that do all the, for instance, these war for buy-off things, the same character, and the big chemical companies involved in for very fast bucks and all the rest of it, and growing food and all the rest of it that you're eating. You better think of these things. We are technically, like Charles Fort said, he said we're farmed, he says. Which means you must have farmers, eh? And that's the only way you can get really positive change. Not the elite creating the NGO massive armies to protest the very things that they want done, you know. Stripping you off your food supply, stripping you off your protein supply, stripping you off a heat supply down the road. You better think about it. It's a very, very deceptive world indeed. As I say, at least as the older Christians knew at one time, and they were aware, because of its history, that they were living through at the time. They were very, very well aware of it, with all the incredible wars throughout Europe and elsewhere. Some of them lasted 100 years or more. Some of them never stopped, I think. But we live in such a happy, happy television-created fictional reality now, don't we? Well, that's it for today. I better get on with processing this and getting up, and maybe I'll try and go into more of a teaching thing next week, hopefully, depending on the different circumstances and that's happening around me at the moment too. For myself, Alan Watt from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your God's goal with you.